Maybe just an update, a little bit of an optional, no 33, no 39 goaltenders.
Correct.
They're good to go?
Yeah, 100%.
Hellebuck will go tonight?
Yes, sir.
Patan is suggesting he'll play center with Lemieux and Dano. What are you looking from his game after a real good stint with the Moose?
Always thought that Nicky positionally was really good and understands the game really well. We're looking for them to come in and be effective with whatever line we decide they're going to play against. So just play his game as it fits into the style of hockey that we play here. The really good part about this is that Pascal Vincent and his staff in the American League have done a great job of tailoring what we do here and making it viable in the American Hockey League. So there's no curve for these guys. There's no adjustments to the systems, really. Some different things maybe we do special teams, so that's not a big, big concern when you pull a kid up. So play his game, the game that he's played in the American Hockey League. He's going to play against players that he can be effective with.
When he's that efficient offensively down there, is there ever a concern, and there's some reminders needed that he has to stick to defense as well for when he's on?
No, but he's not doing that. Like they don't get a green light to go down there. He's a good hockey player and one of the better American Hockey League players, so he's successful doing the right things, but they don't let him be casual about defense there. So there's no mental change, really. What changes is the guys that close on you here are going to close on you faster, and they're going to anticipate where you're going with the puck a little bit quicker. So you have to make slight adjustments to the NHL speed. The game for a lot of smart players is easier to play in the National Hockey League than it is in the American League. The routes are far more defined. You know who your check is, and you also know who's coming to get you, but they're coming way faster. And you've got to be way quicker on your decisions to get that thing closed out defensively. So there's in a lot of ways, from a systems point of view, for sure, there's not a lot of changes. He's not going to try to create things here that we would all agree maybe aren't good plays and be allowed to do that in the American League. That's not the way they play, and that's why they're successful.
How have Connor and Rossovic, in their opportunities on the fourth line, been able to generate offensive chances in the limited ice time, which is something that Nick had some difficulty with during
right.
his previous times?
And Matty Perreault did it, but he's a veteran guy, and Joel Armia off that. There's a skill level in all of those players, and we'd say Nick Patan included in that group, that would be different than the players that they play against up here when you're playing in the fourth line role. Now, a lot of times, and this is changing in the NHL, the fourth line used to be big and heavy and strong, and sometimes that can be a challenge. That's not the skill set of those other players that we talked about. They can skate, and they can move the puck, and they can handle it, and they make good offensive decisions. You're going to get some chances there. Where Roslovic and Connor have kind of excelled a little bit as they've been able to do it fourth line, but they've gotten a power play time. So they've come into a power play that's pretty darn good, and they've been put in important spots on the power play so they can generate some offense there as well.
Who do you plan to add to the penalty kill with the guys that you're losing? You know, Little has done it before, but
really, really short shifts.
Just going to go with four forwards? Or
We'll run four or five. Yeah, if we can. I've got a couple other guys that have killed a little bit. Marco Dano's killed a little bit. Brandon Lemieux's killed some. So we have some players to add in. We're just going to really stay out of the box tonight.
Would you consider Patan of the power play and Armia back on the penalty kill at all?
I don't think I have to split those. So the answer is yes. No problem with Nick Patan, but Joel is puck recovery in that slot hole as a right-hand shot is really effective. When you start changing the hands, it changes the passing lanes, it changes some things. Joel's minutes aren't that high at the end of the game. I don't run him 22 that he can't easily do both.
800th game for Dustin Byfuglien. I mean, what does that say about his career? And what's the most important thing you've learned about him during your time here with the Jets, Paul?
Oh, how much love he has for playing the game. You know, even at practice, he comes out, practices hard, he's the loudest guy on the ice. He has fun, but he practices hard. But the games are what it's all about for him. He likes coming to the rink, and in the most pressure situations, he's not casual, but he breathes. You know, he relaxes out there. He can put a smile on his face in the tie games late, and he's not tense. He's excited about the atmosphere of that time of the game. So he's got a real genuine love for playing and competing.
I just wanted to follow up on the handedness and special teams note. With Scheifele coming back, what can we look for from Roslovic, who's sort of a right-hand shot in that high slot spot? Is
competition. that's the hole. He and Patrick Laine have switched, Mark I'm speaking about, have switched kind of the slot hole in the weak side shooter's position. And they've both been good there. They excelled there. We probably moved Patty from that spot partway through the year. We were really struggling with puck recovery on the wall, and Mark is good at that. In a perfect world, the original idea is that all four right-hand shots up top could rotate, that when it's on, it wouldn't matter that Blake Wheeler was the half-wall guy. It could be Dustin Byfuglien there, and they can all do that. We got better when we just said, look, let's just try to get to these positions. And we only had two guys rotate, and that was Laine and Scheifele. And then when Mark went down, we just said, look, everybody's got a spot now here. Let's play the game, but let's try to work hard to get to where we're supposed to. The other unit's been consistent in their piecing, except both Little and Ehlers will switch sides. So they'll go from one-timers to natural sides, and we've had some success either way, which is just me kind of going away from your question. At the end of the day, pretty sure that Mark's going to do a nice job there for us. I'm sorry? That the coach is cautious. He's fine. He's doing well. Yeah, he's full on contact now. Correct.
Can I ask one just kind of off topic, but I think you might have done some public speaking last night in Steinbeck, as it were. When you do this.
Well, Neverville, but for the Steinbeck Pistons, yeah.
When you're giving those messages, when you get afforded the opportunity to do that, you know, you're talking hockey, but, you know, a lot of these kids are playing big for their community, and then they go off and do a whole lot of other things. They're not getting to the National Hockey League level. But what are the messages that you try and send to when you're given those chances?
Well, so last night, you walk into a specific to that kind of, it's just a junior hockey kind of banquet idea. The first is the important one for me. There were about 350 people in that room, and about 25 of them were hockey players. So everybody else in that room was there to help them. And some of it is just me kind of thinking back to when I was that age. Never really liked it. Some old guy gets up, tells you what you should do. I never really bought into that whole lot, you know, and I try not to do that too much, but I've worked with young guys for so long, there's some trends there. And the first one would be kind of wish you could go back and be a little more appreciative. Not that I wasn't, and these young men were outstanding young men. I got to meet all of them. Like, they're clean cut, well dressed, really well spoken, funny. Wish is a little more appreciative, or at least aware that there were 325 other people in that room that I was in, and every one of them, none of them were trying to get to the NHL. They were just trying to help you, you know, and that's kind of that's one of the messages. In other words, work real hard and do your best kind of stuff. I try not to go too heavy on that because that's generic and standard, but maybe appreciate all the people around you that they've give time, money, and emotional effort into getting you to where you want to go. You should have, I wish maybe it's just being a teenager. Wish everybody was a little more aware of how hard your parents work. Maybe that's just from being a dad, I don't know.
Paul, just have you noticed a lot of confidence in Ben Sherratt's game as of late?
His last three have been as good as he's played, I think, here. So there's a couple things that are important with that. And the first would be you got to work really, really hard when you're out to come back and play that well, and that part's not easy, and it's no fun. Right? You're not in the lineup. We got a bunch of veteran guys ahead of you. We're playing well. They're healthy. He went a long stretch without playing. So whatever he's done, and we know what he's done. He's worked really, really hard so that when he gets in, he's sharp and he's fast. That's really hard to do. And then, you got to have – it's an important part of us winning hockey games. I mean, so you go from kind of being the outside to being right into it, and I hope he feels that. I hope he feels that how important he's been. Again, three of the top four scoring teams in the league come in, and he goes in and plays with a rookie at times and plays with a guy playing his offside in a game, and he's played well.